Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast. Monday, February 27th. Or I'm sorry, February 7th. Holy moly, I am fast forwarding too much. 27th isn't even on a Monday, it's on a Sunday. Anyways, we don't go back and edit the program here. We keep it real. Today is February the 7th, Monday, Motivation Monday. Time to get after it. And the title of episode 16 is this: Nobody will do it for you. So take a minute, think about that. What is it that you need to take care of today, maybe this week or this month, that you keep thinking somebody else is going to do it for you? Just get it done. Listen, here's what I've learned. If there's little things around your house that need to get done, just do it. Don't expect others to do it. See, I live in a home with a 10-year-old and, of course, my girlfriend. But I've learned that if something needs done, I'm just going to do it to get it done instead of assigning it to somebody. Why not just do what you can do? I always go by the saying that says this: don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. Anyways, I like that saying a lot. I got three things today that are going to make our lives better for tomorrow. So let's get rolling. All right, number one, start your day with enthusiasm. That's right. Wake up grateful, excited, and fired up. Our attitude first thing in the morning matters. I promise you that. We can literally decide how our day is going to go right from the jump. How cool is that? It's up to us to decide what kind of day we're going to have. Don't use these excuses about, oh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or I didn't get enough sleep, or today's just going to be a terrible day. Stop feeding negative thoughts into your brain that become negative words. If you wake up fired up, excited, and with enthusiasm, I promise you, your day will be better. So get out there, live your truth, express your love, share your enthusiasm, take action towards your dreams, walk your talk, dance and sing to your music, embrace your blessings, and make today worth remembering. That's a great quote from Steve Marabelli, a writer of a book called Unapologetically You. I absolutely love that. Move your phones across your bedroom, too, if you want a good night's sleep, by the way. This will help you start your day with some enthusiasm. It's going to force you to get out of bed, to get to your alarm. And once you do that day after day, it becomes a routine, which leads me into number two today. Develop a routine. Whether it's a morning routine, a daily routine, or a nightly routine, you gotta have a routine that keeps you on track for what it is you're trying to accomplish. Now, for me, I have a daily and a nightly routine. In the morning, well, I guess I have a morning, daily, and, well, no, not so much a daily, but I definitely have a morning routine and a nightly routine. Let's keep it real here. Every morning I wake up, I get a shower, I get my coffee, do my devotionals while the coffee's brewing, and then get a shower. I cannot start my day without a shower. I'm sorry, I just can't. There's something wrong with me in the fact that I just can't function without a shower. Like, I have to get a shower. But see, here's the key. That shower is waking up your body. It's waking up the senses. It's getting you going so you can function regularly and get going about your day. For me, that's part of my routine. Gotta shower. And at night, I've gotta pray every single night. I do pray in the mornings too. It's a little bit different prayer in the morning. My morning prayers are more of gratitude and thankfulness just for getting me up and giving me the opportunity to make an impact in people's lives, whether that's through my career as an insurance agent or here on the podcast. That matters to me. So I'm always praying and thanking God for those opportunities. And at night, I'm praying for whatever is going on in my world, whether that is I'm praying for guidance in my relationship. I'm praying for safety as I travel for my career, things like that. I'm praying to be a better parent. I'm praying to grow and let God use me as He needs. Those are some of the ways that I pray. But morning prayer, nightly prayer, two key things that I think you should normalize. And for me, my prayer time gives me confidence that God is guiding me. And it helps me stay intentional, it helps me stay focused. And it helps me remember my mission and the goals I've created for myself. So, create a routine that's going to matter to you and help you stay focused and intentional. Number three, you got to create new actions to get new results. Come on, somebody. You can't achieve new levels without doing something new. Did you know that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February the 1st? Holy moly, that's a lot. 80%? You want to know why they're failing? Because they're not creating new actions to get the results that they want. I'm going through something right now that I haven't really talked about. I was going to kind of wait until the 90-day mark to put this out there, but I might as well go ahead and mention it for today. I haven't smoked in over 3 weeks, and I'm proud of that. Now, am I where I want to be? No. Have I quit smoking in the past for this amount of time? Yes. That's why I haven't really mentioned it. But in order to get to where I'm at, I've had to create new actions so I can get the results I want. Now, let me tell you what I mean. See, before, in the past times I've quit smoking, I would still smoke in the morning when I got up. I would still smoke after a big meal. I would still smoke before I went to bed. So I was still smoking a few times a day. Well, obviously, it didn't work because I continued to smoke. And get back to smoking one pack, two packs, however many packs. Okay, it wasn't working, so I had to create new results. I haven't smoked a single cig in 3 weeks. And that has changed the game dramatically for me. And I also changed the way I've talked about it. I don't say I'm trying to quit, I say I have quit. I don't smoke anymore. It's that simple. I'll never smoke again. And I thank God for that. But that's just one example of creating new actions to get new results. I love what it says in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, wherever you face trials of any kind, or whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know the testing of your faith brings perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lack anything. So all those times I tried to quit smoking in the past, I am thankful for those battles because they have helped me mature to get to where I'm at now. And I've had to tweak all those failures. Yes, that's right. I failed at quitting smoking several times in the past, but I had to tweak them to have the success I'm having now. Now I'm only 21 days in. Well, actually, I think I'm like 28 days in, to be honest with you, almost a month. But that's not long enough for me to be satisfied yet. Like, this is a forever thing that I've got to keep on following and trusting in my faith and being perseverant. I think I just made that word up. Anyways, these are three things I believe that we can do today to get the results we need for tomorrow. So let's do a quick review. Start your day off with enthusiasm. Yes, that's right. Wake up ready to roll and fired up. Number two, develop a routine. Listen, it is so important to have either a morning routine or a daily routine or a nightly routine or just a routine in general will help you stay focused on the goals you're trying to achieve. And number three, create new actions to get new results. First Chronicles 16:11 says, "Look at the Lord and His strength, seek His face always." If you need strength in any of these three areas or any of the areas that we discuss on every episode, you're going to need to seek the Lord for strength and power to persevere and get through and reach the goals you desire. Listen, folks, it's Monday, Motivation Monday. Let's get after it. I hope y'all had a chance to be at the Experience Church this weekend. If not, check it out when they release it on YouTube. It was absolutely amazing. We had five people that teach life classes at our church talk yesterday about the why behind it. And oh my gosh, was it absolute fire! Angel Regal, Everett Stewart, Rob Brown, Kayla Dixon, and Chase Russell just brought God's word They gave us a lot to go with. And one of my favorite parts from yesterday was this. Great leaders need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Everett Stewart. Love that. I can't wait to be in the house tonight, Monday night. Galvanized if you're here in the Ohio Valley and you are a man. You need to be there just to come check it out. It's a men supporting men and helping each other grow faithfully, physically, mentally, emotionally. It is an opportunity to just be in the presence of godly men that want you to be your best. And here's what I've learned. You've got to get around people who want to see you level up if you want to level up. Folks, I love you. Get after it today. It's Monday. Be enthusiastic. Develop a routine and create some new activity in your life that will lead to new results. Remember to share this episode with somebody you think that needs to hear it. And the best opportunity for us to grow is by sharing the episode, liking the episode, and of course, leaving us a review. Once I start to get enough reviews collected, I may even read them at the end of episodes just to see what people think. Listen, I love y'all. Come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.